This episode is brought to you by IVP. Have you ever had the experience of reading deeply personal letters from a Black mother to her son? In her award-winning book, Mother to Son, Jasmine Holmes writes about her journey as an African-American Christian, as well as what she wants her young son to know about discipleship, marriage, race, justice, and more as he approaches the world as a Black man. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Mother to Son for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVarsity City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm 5. For the music director, to be accompanied by wind instruments, a psalm of David. Listen to what I say, Lord. Carefully consider my complaint. Pay attention to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you, and then wait expectantly for an answer. Certainly, you are not a God who approves of evil. Evil people cannot dwell with you. Arrogant people cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who behave wickedly. You destroy liars. The Lord despises violent and deceitful people. But as for me, because of your great faithfulness, I will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple as I worship you. Lord, lead me in your righteousness. Because of those who wait to ambush me, remove the obstacles in the way in which you are guiding me. For they do not speak the truth. Their stomachs are like places of destruction, their throats like an open grave, their tongues like a steep slope leading into it. Condemn them, O God. May their own schemes be their downfall. Drive them away because of their many acts of insurrection, for they have rebelled against you. But may all who take shelter in you be happy. May they continually shout for joy. Shelter them so that those who are loyal to you may rejoice. Certainly, you reward the godly, Lord. Like a shield, you protect them in your good favor. Psalm 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you pay no attention during times of trouble? The wicked arrogantly chase the oppressed. The oppressed are trapped by the schemes the wicked have dreamed up. Yes, the wicked man boasts because he gets what he wants. The one who robs others curses and rejects the Lord. The wicked man is so arrogant, he always thinks, God won't hold me accountable. He doesn't care. He is secure at all times. He has no regard for your commands. He disdains all his enemies. He says to himself, I will never be shaken because I experience no calamity. His mouth is full of curses and deceptive, harmful words. His tongue injures and destroys. He waits in ambush near the villages. In hidden places, he kills the innocent. His eyes look for some unfortunate victim. He lies in ambush, in a hidden place, like a lion in a thicket. He lies in ambush, waiting to catch the oppressed. He catches the oppressed by pulling in his net. His victims are crushed and beaten down. They are trapped in his sturdy nets. He says to himself, God overlooks it. He does not pay attention. He never notices. Rise up, Lord. O God, strike him down. Do not forget the oppressed. Why does the wicked man reject God? He says to himself, you will not hold me accountable. You have taken notice, for you always see one who inflicts pain and suffering. The unfortunate victim entrusts his cause to you. You deliver the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Hold him accountable for his wicked deeds, which he thought you would not discover. The Lord rules forever. The nations are driven out of his land. Lord, you have heard the request of the oppressed. You make them feel secure because you listen to their prayer. You defend the fatherless and oppressed so that mere mortals may no longer terrorize them. Psalm 14. For the Music Director by David. Fools say to themselves, there's no God. They sin and commit evil deeds. None of them does what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven at the human race to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks God. Everyone rejects God. They are all morally corrupt. None of them does what is right, not even one. All those who behave wickedly do not understand. Those who devour my people as if they were eating bread and do not call out to the Lord. They are absolutely terrified, for God defends the godly. You want to humiliate the oppressed, even though the Lord is their shelter. I wish the deliverance of Israel would come from Zion when the Lord restores the well-being of his people. May Jacob rejoice. May Israel be happy. Psalm 36. For the Music Director, an oracle, written by the Lord's servant David. An evil man is rebellious to the core. He does not fear God, for he is too proud to recognize and give up his sin. The words he speaks are sinful and deceitful. He does not care about doing what is wise and right. While he lies in bed, he plans ways to sin. He is committed to a sinful lifestyle. He does not reject what is evil. O Lord, your loyal love reaches to the sky, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the highest mountains, your fairness like the deepest sea. You, Lord, preserve mankind and the animal kingdom. How precious is your loyal love, O God! The human race finds shelter under your wings. They are filled with food from your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delicacies. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Extend your loyal love to your faithful followers and vindicate the morally upright. Do not let arrogant men overtake me or let evil men make me homeless. I can see the evildoers. They have fallen. They have been knocked down and are unable to get up. Psalm 53. For the Music Director, according to the Makalath style, a well-written song by David. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They sin and commit evil deeds. None of them does what is right. God looks down from heaven at the human race to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks God. Everyone rejects God. They are morally corrupt. None of them does what is right, not even one. All those who behave wickedly do not understand. Those who devour my people as if they were eating bread and do not call out to God. They are absolutely terrified, even by things that do not normally cause fear. For God annihilates those who attack you. You are able to humiliate them because God has rejected them. I wish the deliverance of Israel would come from Zion. When God restores the well-being of his people, may Jacob rejoice. May Israel be happy. Psalm 140. For the Music Director, a Psalm of David. O Lord, rescue me from wicked men. Protect me from violent men who plan ways to harm me. All day long they stir up conflict. Their tongues wound like a serpent. A viper's venom is behind their lips. Selah. O Lord, shelter me from the power of the wicked. Protect me from violent men who plan to knock me over. Proud men hide a snare for me. Evil men spread a net by the path. They set traps for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, you are my God. O Lord, pay attention to my plea for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. O Lord, do not let the wicked have their way. Do not allow their plan to succeed when they attack. Selah. As for the heads of those who surround me, may the harm done by their lips overwhelm them. May he rain down fiery coals upon them. May he throw them into the fire. From bottomless pits, they will not escape. A slanderer will not endure on the earth. Calamity will hunt down a violent man and strike him down. I know that the Lord defends the cause of the oppressed and vindicates the poor. Certainly, the godly will give thanks to your name. The morally upright will live in your presence. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Defeat of King Og of Bashan. Now we set out on the route to Bashan. But King Og of Bashan and his whole army came out to meet us in battle at Edrei. The Lord, however, said to me, don't be afraid of him, because I have already given him, his whole army, and his land to you. You will do to him exactly what you did to King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. So the Lord our God did indeed give over to us King Og of Bashan and his whole army, and we struck them down until not a single survivor was left. We captured all his cities at that time. There was not a town we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the dominion of Og, and Bashan. All of these cities were fortified by high walls, gates, and locking bars. In addition, there were a great many open villages. We put all of these under divine judgment, just as we had done to King Sihon of Heshbon, every occupied city, including women and children. But all the livestock and plunder from the cities we kept for ourselves. So at that time we took the land of the two Amorite kings in the Transjordan from Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Siron, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plateau, all of Gilead and Bashan, as far as Selekah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. Only King Og of Bashan was left of the remaining Raphites. It is noteworthy that his sarcophagus was made of iron. Does it not indeed still remain in Rabbath of the Ammonites? It is 13.5 feet long and 6 feet wide, according to standard measure. Your word is true. New Testament reading. Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 31. The condemnation of the world. What then? Are we better off? Certainly not. For we have already charged that Jews and Greeks alike are all under sin, just as it is written. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. Together they have become worthless. There is no one who shows kindness, not even one. Their throats are open graves. They deceive with their tongues. The poison of asps is under their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their paths. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no one is declared righteous before him by works of the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God. although it is attested by the law and the prophets, has been disclosed, namely, the righteousness of God through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God publicly displayed Him at His death as the mercy seat accessible through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because God in His forbearance had passed over the sins previously committed. This was also to demonstrate His righteousness in the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who lives because of Jesus' faithfulness. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what principle? Of works? No, but by the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is declared righteous by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is He not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of the Gentiles too. Since God is one, He will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then nullify the law through faith? Absolutely not. Instead, we uphold the law. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Holy and righteous God, we thank You again for Your word, and we thank You for this reminder that there is none just in and of themselves before You. For we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. For, O God, we find ourselves as liars if we deny that we have sinned, that we have gone our own way, that we have denied love to You, love to neighbor, and even love to ourselves, O God, through disobedience to Your commands. God, we are reminded that You are holy, 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 holy. And we are reminded, O Lord, that apart from the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from the crediting of what Christ has won to our account, where would we be? Where would we be? We cannot work ourselves to You. We cannot strive ourselves to You. We can't think ourselves to You, O God. But instead, You came to us. Just as You came to Adam and Eve, walking in the cool of the day when they had sinned and were filled with shame, You sought out Your people and You seek us out now. And You don't seek us out to crush us, O God, but by faith and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, because what Christ has secured on our behalf, You seek us out not to condemn us, but to redeem us, to take us from death into life, and not just life, eternal life. And life in abundance, O God. We thank You, O Lord, for this reminder of the ways in which our hearts can deceive us, and that You are a just God. You are holy, and You call Your people to be holy, something that we cannot do in our own strength. And truly, we must be born again, new creations in Christ. So God, today we ask that You would search us by the power of the Holy Spirit, as we confess our sins to You, help us to be reminded of Your commands, of Your way, of Your direction, O God, that You would have us to go, and grant us the impartation of the Spirit more and more, that we would follow You in obedience and integrity and in faithfulness and in kindness, O God, the way that we act towards others, O Lord. We are so thankful that You are our God. And we are thankful that through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, You have made a way. You have made a way for us to not just be redeemed, for us not to just be set free, but for us to become co-heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we reflect on who we were and who we are now in You, it is astonishing. It is astonishing. And we recognize that only those who have a hint of, a dose of, a reckoning with, an understanding of the fact that we don't deserve grace. Only those who can confess that are the recipients of it. And so, O God, help us to not cover that up. Help us to tell the truth about how much we need your grace, how much we need your mercy, how much we need your intervention, lest we think that we can boast within ourselves. Let all of our boasting be done towards your name for your kindness, your compassion, your patience, for your redemption, for the way that you have loved us in a way that no one can possibly love us. For God, you are indeed love. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.